Welcome to The Listening Room, a sacred space designed to help you pause, reflect, and listen. Listening is a spiritual discipline, a gift from God, and a means through which we grow in holiness and deepen our connection with Him. May your time here open your heart to His voice, shaping your actions, relationships, and faith.
Listen, listen, wait in silence, listening for the one from whom all mercy flows. Listen, listen, wait in silence, listening for the one from whom all mercy flows. Listen, listen, wait in silence, listening for the one from whom all mercy flows. Listen, listen, wait in silence, wait in silence, listening for the one from whom all mercy flows. Listen, listen, wait in silence, wait in silence, listening for the one from whom all mercy flows.
Hear, Israel, Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is one. And you shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I command you this day shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for symbols between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person. Genesis 2, verse 7. Breathing. It is the most essential aspect of life. Sustaining us, refreshing us, providing a rhythm and a flow for our bodies as we move throughout our day. When all is well, our breathing fades into the background. It becomes automatic, a process that we take for granted as we fix our attention on other things. We lose sight of the wonder, the power of breathing. Breath is generative, not only maintaining our bodies, but biblically, the breath of God is an instrument of creation. Genesis 2 reminds us that it was through breathing that God transformed humanity from mere dust into living people. Psalm 33 verse 6 expands this idea even further. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. Take a moment to breathe mindfully. Allow what comes naturally to drift to the center of your focus. Breathe in and breathe out. It is easy to get caught up in our busyness, to let automation carry us without much thought. In this space, allow your thoughts to slow. Fix your mind only on this precious gift from God. Breathe in and breathe out. Feel the air fill your lungs and be reminded of how much our Creator loves you. Enjoy the beauty and peace of this present moment. Allow dissections of the past and plans for the future to pass. Exhale and feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit envelop you. Breathe in and breathe out. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to Him. For He laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean depths. Psalm 24, verse 12. When we take a moment to breathe mindfully, we are reminded of God's presence in every moment of our lives. Each inhale and exhale becomes a testimony to the provision and care of our Creator, equipping us for the moment ahead of us. Breathe in and breathe out. When the world around us seems uncertain, when we feel ourselves caught in the swirls of anxiety and doubt, our breathing can ground us. We pay attention to the rhythm of our lungs and reflect on God's unchanging nature, on God's unfailing love for us all. Breathe in and breathe out. Rest in the Spirit. Amen.
As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food, day and night, while they continually ask me, Where is your God? These things I remember, and pour out my soul within me. How I used to go with the crowd, and led them to God's house, with the voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping a holy day. Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall still praise Him for the saving help of His presence. My God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and your billows have swept over me. Yahweh will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night, his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will ask God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my adversaries reproach me, while they continually ask me, where is your God? Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall still praise him, the saving help of my countenance and my God.
Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me.
Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk, it's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David. See how I used him to display my power among the peoples. I made him a leader among the nations. You also will command nations you do not know, and peoples unknown to you will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and love.
Waiting inside.
Ezekiel chapter 37, a valley of dry bones. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "O sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, 'Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again.' So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore, prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken." Reunion of Israel and Judah. Again, a message came to me from the Lord. "Son of man, take a piece of wood and carve on it these words. This represents Judah and its allied tribes. Then take another piece and carve these words on it. This represents Ephraim and the northern tribes of Israel. Now hold them together in your hand as if they were one piece of wood. When your people ask you what your actions mean, say to them, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will take Ephraim and the northern tribes and join them to Judah. I will make them one piece of wood in my hand." Then hold out the pieces of wood you have inscribed so the people can see them, and give them this message from the Sovereign Lord. "I will gather the people of Israel from among the nations. I will bring them home to their own land from the places where they have been scattered. I will unify them into one nation on the mountains of Israel. One king will rule them all. No longer will they be divided into two nations or into two kingdoms. They will never again pollute themselves with their idols and vile images and rebellion, for I will save them from their sinful apostasy. I will cleanse them, then they will truly be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be their king, and they will have only one shepherd. They will obey my regulations and be careful to keep my decrees. They will live in the land I gave my servant Jacob, the land where their ancestors lived. They and their children and their grandchildren after them will live there forever, generation after generation. And my servant David will be their prince forever, and I will make a covenant of peace with them, an everlasting covenant. I will give them their land and increase their numbers, and I will put my temple among them forever. I will make my home among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And when my temple is among them forever, the nations will know that I am the Lord who makes Israel holy."
Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, He rescues me from death. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, He rescues me from death.
The Walk to Emmaus. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus Himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing Him. He asked them,
"What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?"
They stopped short, sadness written across their faces. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied,
"You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened there the last few days."
"What things?"
Jesus asked.
"The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth,"
they said.
"He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago. Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing. And they had seen angels who told them Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said."
Then Jesus said to them,
"You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?"
Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
By this time, they were nearing Emmaus and the end of their journey. Jesus acted as if he were going on, but they begged him,
"Stay the night with us, since it is getting late."
So he went home with them. As they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and at that moment disappeared. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them, who said, "The Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter."
My mind is racing, tracing patterns of worry. My thoughts hurry, quickly, fast. How can I last much more of this? In the morning, I am kissed by anxiety. Fear hugs me tight and sometimes keeps me up all night. Where can I find my relief? The thief has come through the open door. I don't want to let him in anymore. I feel floored by his weight. Wait. Hesitate. Slow down. God is not going to let you down. He surrounds you with solid rock walls, so you don't need to fall, but sit. Take a chair and meet him there. Where? In your room? In your garden? On the beach or anywhere that there is peace. He's with you. He's for you. He will restore all that's gone before. He'll take care of all you sit and share with him. It's time to begin. It's time to let him in. Give him your bin full of worry. Clear some space, make some room. Be still. Be silent. And as you do, the violent thoughts will go, overthrown by Almighty God. As your thoughts subside, open up your heart and mind. Our God is kind. He is strong. He says, "My beloved, you belong to me." And here in the stillness, I will set you free. Just simply take some time to sit with me.
As this audio experience concludes, you may have missed parts of the journey earlier. Feel free to remain here as long as you need, reflecting and listening to the sections you might not have heard. Leave quietly whenever you feel ready. Take your time in this sacred space of listening to the Lord. The audio track will restart momentarily.